Welcome back to Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV. And joining us now, Susan Witt, who's running for Anoka-Hennepin School Board, a position in District 2. And thanks so much for stopping by, Susan. And let's start out with, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you have a teaching background. Education basically is in your DNA, isn't it?
Yes. I, as long as I can remember, I wanted to be a teacher. And I ended up marrying a teacher. All my siblings are teachers. But I felt that really called to community service, probably by the example of my mom. She was always involved at PTAs, churches, election judges for decades. And so I just, that commitment to serve has always been a very strong component of my life.
So with your background in education, your husband being a teacher, a lot of family members also teaching, do you feel like that gives you, a leg up in being somebody who should be on the school board?
I think it has given me a lot of experience and insight into what, over the decades of teaching, seeing what kind of works and what doesn't work, and having that information and knowledge of how things work. And sometimes the obstacles that exist sometimes in making good decisions and things that we should maybe be doing for students.
What are the challenges that you think are the biggest ones we face now in 2023 in education, in the classroom?
There, with our changing society, and there's so much information out there, I think it's really important that we develop critical thinkers, because there's so much stuff that students really need to know to be successful in the 21st century and to prepare them for jobs that probably don't even exist today. Mm-hmm. And so they need to have that good, solid background, and making sure that all kids coming to us from many different backgrounds, different levels and abilities, and trying to meet all their needs. It's a huge job, and it's something that takes all of us working together to make it happen.
Social media, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, X. Oh. Is that an enemy of a teacher, or can it be a positive thing if it's utilized the right way?
I think it's both. There is definitely some things that can be used for the good. And yet, I know, I was even hearing, as far as keeping kids safe, there's a group that's working, and actually they were supposed to be going to Anoka-Hennepin to work with them to help kids stay safe digitally. Because there are a lot of things out there, and I even heard of a new one that was with the AI, getting a lot of misinformation out there that look really real, and kids are believing, and trying to help them navigate is a big job.
I know one of your priorities is creating a safe space in schools. I'm sure it's everybody's priority. Mm-hmm. For the teachers, for the kids, for anybody under that, you know, roof of the school. How do you go about doing that? Because, as you mentioned, there's the digital bullying that goes on. There's the face-to-face bullying. Unfortunately, there's the threat of, you know, these mass shootings that happen occasionally. How do you get all that done?
Again, it's another layer that needs to be dealt with, because it's extremely important. And when I started my teaching career, we didn't have to deal with a lot of that. There was no internet,
yeah,
really, that was in. So but I know the big controversy with the new law and school resource officers. Mm-hmm. I feel they need to be in the schools. Anoka-Hennepin has a long-standing partnership with them, and I'm hoping that dialogue takes place so that they can work out some of the problems that the officers have seen, and so that all the schools that want them can have them back into the class, into the buildings.
The Anoka-Hennepin district, as far as, you know, schools, whether it's K up through 12, very diverse. So how do you create a situation where all kids feel valued, where you can find some kumbaya, where we all get along? I know it's not always easy, but that's another challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I know one of the things that they added as a requirement for teachers to get their degree or their license is one of the classes that they must take participate in is this 8-hour cultural competency. And it really gets into all the levels of both gender and race. And so there's a lot of equity. And that training, I feel it's very excellent. It was a requirement after I left teaching, but as a retired teacher, I have been able to participate in that 8-hour class. And it's very eye-opening as far as the lot of different levels and things that can be done and said to make kids feel comfortable, safe, and that they belong.
There are teacher and staff shortages, and I know specifically Anoka Hennepin would like more teachers of color. I think that goes for everywhere across the state of Minnesota. But so why is this profession not something that a lot of people seem to want to do right now?
Well, as we've kind of alluded to, it's a huge multi-layer job. A lot of decisions have to be made every day. Even though there may be set curriculum, teachers need to make a lot of decisions throughout the day. And they end up really struggling, and most beginning teachers, that first 3 years is when they end up leaving. And I really feel that a strong mentorship program would be go a long way to helping teachers deal with all of the things that there's so much that even teacher education just really doesn't prepare you for until you get into that classroom. So a strong mentorship program could go a long ways. As far as teachers of color, we haven't found any really good ways, but obviously if kids can see themselves in their teacher, that would be extremely helpful. Yeah. From helping them feel belong.
More of a connection?
Yes.
What when you look at the Anoka Hennepin District now, and it, you know, it's either the largest or second largest, depending on the numbers, from year to year, it's fluid, in the state of Minnesota, what do you see? Do you see a district that is succeeding but needs to tinker with some things, or do you see a district that's going the wrong way?
From the investigation that I've done, I really feel that they are headed the right way. I know they've got some themes about power of purpose this year, looking at that, not only the teachers, but the students as well. And therefore, that's one good thing that they can be doing. But it's a huge district, as you said, and it's just trying to get all those pieces fit together. I think they're offering a wide range of things in their curriculum to help meet the needs of that, to whether kids are ready to move on to any post-secondary schools or whether they just need some vocational training that is available. But it really takes in a lot. It's not perfect. There's a lot of things I do feel that need to be tweaked, increased space for collaboration with the community and allowing them a little more input. And again, that's difficult when you've got so many schools to try to have opportunities to feel that they have a voice as well.
If you get elected to the school board, what do you think your top priority would be? I mean, it's a key position, isn't it?
Yes. The school board is the final say for an awful lot of decisions. And so they do need to come together to do that. I kind of have talked about three priorities, but probably the first one is increasing student achievement. There, with the pandemic, scores went down all over the state. A child is more than just a test score, and yet those basics, we know that they need to be strong in those areas. As a third grade teacher, that's kind of I knew how that was important. That was that's when their reading level should they try to get all students at that third grade level, so that they can succeed and use that reading to learn as they continue on through school.
And there's no doubt the pandemic was devastating for a lot of kids, even teachers. At what point moving forward, though, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but COVID can sometimes be used as a crutch.
Right.
Well, this is because of this.
Yeah.
At what point do we say, all right, we can't use this anymore. We've got to push forward, and we're in the here and now.
I agree. I mean, we've definitely, and I think we're to the point we need to be looking now at what we can do. I found that the earlier you can intervene and have interventions set up, the better off the child will be. I mean, even starting as early as pre-K, and making sure that these kids are truly ready all along the way, so that by the time they do get to third grade, most kids should be at that third grade reading level.
A lot of kids come from a lot of different backgrounds, as we've touched on. We don't know if some kids are getting fed before they get on the school bus or get dropped off, or you know what the whole thing is at home. How can the schools create a space where they walk in and if they need a meal, it's available, or if they need to talk to somebody, that's an option too.
Yeah, well, that's the one good thing about one of the laws that was passed. All kids now have access to a free breakfast and free lunch, and that's going to go a long way to leveling the playing field so that kids have that necessary food for their brain. What was the other part of your question as far as the food?
We know it's available, as you just said, and also just when they walk in the building, you don't know what they're dealing with at home, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, separate that. Maybe you take it into the classroom with you. How do you deal with that?
Oh, yeah. And that's where I know one of the things that's probably the most important in a child's experience in school is the relationship they have with their teacher. And I know I used to try to build in time so that we could build on that relationship, starting with a short little classroom meeting that we would have. And during the course of time, that relationship hopefully is built up so that that child, if there is something going on, if there is a problem, they are comfortable in sharing that with the teacher, or perhaps some other trusted adult in the building, a counselor, social worker.
Parents' rights seems to be a hot button topic, not only locally, but around the nation. Where do you land on that? I mean, obviously parents should be involved, at least in my opinion, but are there boundaries there?
Yes, but I do think that parents have a right to, if they, for example, and actually with the state testing, not all kids are tested because some parents have the right to not have their child take that test that is in every spring. And that's just one of the decisions. Obviously, if there is something, occasionally there's curriculum that might be a little more questionable. Their parents are usually given an opportunity to look at that to see if they want their child to maybe not do a particular unit. Same with books that are offered that in the upper grades, students have a choice of reading a set of books. Usually synopses are provided so that the family can actually make a choice. So I obviously you probably can't have too much choice. But there are opportunities, and I think the district needs to continue to look for opportunities for families to be involved.
Give the viewers two or three bullet points on why they should vote for you to be on the school board, Anoka Hennepin.
Yeah, well, I have a passion for education. Public education has been part of my whole life. I would like to take that experience, having been in the classroom for all those years, and to serve the community, being accessible. In my whole life, I've been very fiscally responsible as well, and I would want to be fiscally responsible with the district's budget so that the money is being spent wisely. I just have been part of education. I'd like to use that, and I've been in several leadership roles on boards and would like to use those skills for the district.
All right. Anything you want to add, Susan?
No, I don't think
so. Well, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts and your vision. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. She's Susan Witt, running for Anoka-Hennepin School Board District 2. This is Local Decision 2023 on North Metro TV.